You're listening to the audio production of The Unbreakable Boy, a father's fear, a son's courage, and a story of unconditional love by Scott Michael Lorette with Susie Florey, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Stu Gray. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit HarperChristianAudio.com.
This is for Teresa, Logan, and Austin. We are fighting the good fight. We will finish the course and keep the faith. 2 Timothy 4:7. Author's paraphrase. A note from Austin Lorette. My name is Austin, Richard Austin Lorette, but you can call me Oz. That's a true fact. When I meet new people, I tell them everything. I've broken so many bones. I broke my back 2 times. I have osteogenesis imperfecta. I am not sure what this is. All I know is that my bones break real easy. When I was little, I had something wrong with my heart, too, and the surgeons had to crack my chest open, fix it, and then wire me back together. I also have autism. Autism stinks. Some autistic kids can't talk, but I can. Sometimes I make up words. It calms me down to say words over and over again. Sometimes I say bad words, and I have a hard time listening. I wish it would stop. I wish I was a better person. People don't understand how much I try. I freak out over little things and get mad a lot when feelings come. I don't like my diseases. Logan is the lucky one because he can ride a dirt bike or skateboard. He's so lucky. No autism. Sometimes I wish Mom could just put me back in her belly so I could get born all over again and maybe my genes would change. Dad says the odds of a person having brittle bone disease, heart defects, and autism are 1 in 1 billion. I can prove you are special, he says. But I don't want to be special. I just want to be like every other dude. Nothing hurts right now. I don't hurt every day, only every other day. My back hurts some days. My head hurts. My legs and my feet hurt. Sometimes I can't block it out. But if I have a good day, I'm very happy. Like the day I had the best strawberry milkshake in the world. I kept trying and trying to explain how good it tasted to my dad. Loud music makes me feel good. Eating does too, especially when I dip things in ranch dressing. Cooking calms me down, and I want to be a chef someday. I'm going to open my own hotel with a restaurant called Aussie's Grand Diner. I'll wear a big chef's hat and apron and have butlers serving food. My special dish will be called Heart Attack Ravioli.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?